With Atlantic head coach Joe Brummer after the loss here tonight to Des Moines Christian. Coach, your team found a way to give yourself a chance. Unfortunately, just couldn't find the offense you needed there in the second half.
Yeah, no. We got to be a little bit more consistent. Pass game-wise, 3-for-13 is not good enough. We got to do a better job of getting open on some routes, set some things up. Run game was there at times. We just couldn't stay on blocks. So it's just one of those things. We got to stay on blocks a little bit better offensively. Otherwise, we showed glimpses there, just couldn't finish.
I think it says something, though, too, about your team. Even though you do have those offensive struggles, that you found a way to hang around and give yourself an opportunity there at the end of the game. I mean, that's something I think you can take away from this one.
Yeah, you know, having Xander make that 42-yarder was big. Put it within 8, so that way we could at least give ourselves a chance at the end on his 4th and long. So that was big to be able to pick that up. We got to make sure, though, when we're down here in the red zone, we had a PAT block and a field goal block. Those got to be touched, or that's got to be at 1 point and a touchdown, and then there's a difference in the game. You know, just the little things, little details. When you're playing the number 5 rated team in the state, you can't give them that.
Yeah, and another drive there where you're down at the 3-yard line at 1 point, and yeah, you come away with no points. That's awfully tough, certainly, to overcome. I guess, you know, they did a lot of good things, too, defensively, so I think you do give them a lot of credit the way they flew around in the football. But what do you feel like is, on that offensive side, the tweaks you need to make to start gaining some more yards and giving yourself opportunity to score?
We got to grow up a little bit. You know, just we got 2 young sophomores that are 3 games in, that those guys have played Glenwood, you know, a huge Denison team and a 5-rated team in the state that, you know, they're growing up by baptism by fire. So it's just now, you know, you're juniors by, like, play time. Like, yeah. That's 3 really good games that they just need confidence in themselves. They're playing tough. They just kind of get a little nervous and uncertain of themselves that they just need to play like they're capable of, and they'll be great. They're young, but they're going to be good. So those guys just need that confidence, and big things will come.
Well, another opportunity, long road trip to Storm Lake next week. What are you going to say to the boys, try to get them ready for that one?
Yeah, you know, it's a different team than this. You know, it's not going to be the ground and pound. It's not going to be, you know, double tight, ace, overload, unbalanced. Like, it's going to be chuck and duck. We got to come with a different mindset. Secondary-wise, we got to be on the same page. We got to communicate better. We got to do a good job. We got to pick in the second half, but we had some lapses there at times that can't happen next week. Otherwise, really bad things are going to happen against a good Storm Lake team.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Appreciate it.